Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always feel like this disclaimer is important because sometimes you guys get really mad. This is my opinion. If you feel different, great. You're allowed to like different things than I like. Sure, we have fun from time to time, but if you like baked beans, it don't cost me no nothing. You know what? All the baked beans that I don't want, I hope that they go to you in your life. I want to give you my review of Happy Gilmore 2. Now, I think it goes without saying, we all love the first Happy Gilmore. It's a classic. It's an undeniable classic. So we're all coming into it from the mindset of, we love the original. We've seen the original dozens of times and can quote it. And we all love Adam Sandler movies, right? Like, if you don't love Adam Sandler movies, I'd look at you like you're kind of weird. Like, really? You don't like The Waterboy? You don't like The Wedding Singer? Like, you don't like any of these movies? Like, that's weird to me. You know how you guys use Alex Smith as the baseline quarterback? Like, 17 quarterbacks are Alex Smith. Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, all these guys are Alex Smith. That movie for me, my Adam Sandler bar is Grown Ups. I don't think Grown Ups is a classic, but I think Grown Ups is funny. I think Grown Ups is a movie that if you are flipping through the channels and you see the Grown Ups is on and you want a good laugh, you'll stop and watch it and it will make you laugh. It will make you smile. You will be happy. So going into this movie, I'm putting it up against Grown Ups, a funny movie by Adam Sandler that I enjoy. I'm not expecting it to be a classic. It failed to reach that bar. I don't think this is a good movie. I don't know if it's necessarily bad. Like, this isn't the worst movie I've ever seen. It's not even close to one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I'm happy that I watched it. But the appeal of this movie to me was far more in the 74 cameos than the comedy of the movie and the story and plot of the movie. Rob and I talk about this on our podcast. Usually in these kind of movies, there's a good plot in there if you really want to find it. There was a really good storyline about the daughter that was very nostalgic to the original plot line in the original movie. I need to make this money for my grandmother. That's a story you can relate to. Well, we tried to bring that storyline back, this time for the daughter. Hey, I've fallen on hard times. My daughter is this great dancer. I want her to be able to go to the school that she wants to go to. This is how much it costs. And then somewhere in the middle of the movie, they then determined that's not what the movie was about anymore. Just in the middle of the movie. Just, wait, we're going to change. Now it's a new plot. So the movie, like, okay, like, I thought we were doing this to make money for your daughter, but we don't even see her anymore. We didn't really develop her story. She's just around. Then it started to be about live golf, basically, which, okay, that could have been the beginning, but all right, that's a small criticism. The last 30 minutes of that movie were absolutely mindless and turned into a cartoon. Like, it turned into a legitimate, genuine cartoon of itself. When I was thinking, you didn't have to play it this way. Like, it didn't need to be so over-the-top, unrealistic, CGI. Like, it didn't need to be this. Just be funny, tell some good jokes, and kind of make us laugh. I didn't like the ending of the movie. I would give this movie 2 out of 5 popcorn bags. If we were doing a IMDb rating of it, I'd give it a 5.0, 5.1. I felt like it was somewhere in that range. It's not bad. I don't regret seeing it. If you love the first one, I definitely would encourage you to give this one a try. It's not a long watch by any means. It's a good, hey, you're looking through Netflix, you're trying to scroll, you're trying to find something to watch, so let's just turn on Happy Gilmore 2. You and I both like the first one. It will check those boxes. I never need to go back to this movie. I never need to see it again. And if I'm using Grown Ups as my funny Adam Sandler movie that I enjoy, but I wouldn't consider it to be a classic, I think this movie is way down the list from where I think Grown Ups is. I think this was for the most part, a bad Adam Sandler movie.
See, I think bad is too harsh a review. I largely agree with you. I think it's just fine. If you like the first one, you will enjoy this one because of the nostalgia of it. All the best jokes, all the best moments are wrapped up in, oh, I remember this plot line from the first one. And then you kind of chuckle and enjoy it. Anything new they tried, I think largely missed. So I think people our age are going to enjoy it because of the nostalgia of it. I gave it a B, maybe a B minus. It's not bad, but you can do better. It is very much in the grown-ups lane to me, where there's some parts that make me laugh, and there's some parts where I go, eh, not so much. And I actually think the star, it's not the star listed, but the person who I watched with being like, oh, that person carried the movie, was Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny was the highlight to me.
I don't know if Adam Sandler is one of the 10 funniest people in this movie. Like, if I had to, like, really sit down and I had to, like, make a list, like, he wasn't even the funniest golfer in the movie. Roy McIlroy was really funny.
Scotty Scheffler
was really funny. To do the callback to when he got arrested was really funny. Like, I don't want to make it seem like there were no laughs in this movie. There definitely were times that I laughed and I thought things were funny in the movie. It just wasn't consistent enough. I don't think the movie had any plot. It didn't have any structure. The ending was bad. I really felt like the plot line for the story was basically, hey, here's another famous person. Or can you recognize, like, it became, where's Waldo? Like, oh, that's Kid Cudi. Oh, that's Kelsey Plum. Oh, that's that person. Which, if that's your vehicle to tell the story of the movie, you missed, in my opinion. Like, Grown Ups has, like, a heart in the end of it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.